Good evening, and welcome to Blind Spot. Tonight on the program, we are proud to present Sarah Mallon Teaches Blind Spot Yoga, featuring the talents of Anna E. Clark, Sarah Mallon, John Wenzel, and myself. I'm Philip Von Zweck. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio program. Blind Spot is an organization comprised of creative individuals from diverse backgrounds who have come together to produce these live, unconventional radio broadcasts. For more information about the group of artists, writers, and performers that work on the show, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you can also find pictures, MP3s of past shows, as well as find out more about future programs. And now, Blind Spot, now broadcasting from the campus of Loyola University, this is WLUW 88.7 Chicago Community Supported Radio. Blind Spot is proud to present an evening of yoga instruction live to air. And now I'm pleased to introduce tonight's yoga instructor, Sarah Mallon.
Hello, I'm Sarah, this is Anna and John. We're going to do some yoga this evening. And we're going to do an easy, relaxing yoga class to finish off our weekends and get ready for the week ahead. And if you are listening at home and you would like to do yoga with us, you can just find a space with a little bit of room in your living room or wherever you're listening. And if you are on carpeting, you want to make sure it's not too thick of carpeting, but if you're on just a floor, you might want to put a light blanket down and just have a seat on that blanket and cross your legs. And just come to a nice seated position. Let your shoulders relax. You can let your hands rest on your knees. And once you get yourself situated, maybe you need to wiggle a little bit. You can either leave your eyes open, or if you'd like, you can close them. And start to draw your attention inward. So you're starting to let go of whatever happened during the weekend, what you did this weekend, and just start to pay attention to how your body feels and how your breath feels coming in and going out. So, noticing the body, try to align your shoulders over your hips, if the spine is long, and lengthen the neck. And then notice whether your breathing is deep or shallow, whether it feels like the breath is just coming to the top of your chest, or maybe farther down into your belly. So start out just noticing where you are. And as you do so, if you notice that your mind starts to wander, just be aware of that as well. Notice thoughts and try to let them go and bring your attention back to your body and your breath. So now we're going to start to deepen the breath and start to breathe in and out through the nose. So you can let your jaw relax. And let the lips just gently touch. Let the tip of the tongue rest at the front of the mouth, behind the top teeth. Then create the shape of H, of saying H, like ha, at the back of the throat. And start to draw the breath in through the nose over that H shape. And then out ripples again across that H shape. So a very subtle ocean sound will start to occur as you breathe in and out. This is called ujjayi breath, just a way to control your breath and slow it down. So you don't need to tense up the throat or tighten it. Just let it be, everything be relaxed. Take a moment breathing in and out through the nose. And now you want to start to deepen your breath a little bit more, lengthening both the inhale and the exhale. So as you inhale, you feel the breath coming in the nose, across the back of the throat, down into the lungs. Allow the lungs to expand, the rib cage to expand. And then as you exhale, notice how the lungs and the rib cage condense as the breath goes out. As you breathe in and out, try to let each inhale, each exhale get longer. Allow the breath to come in more deeply into the thoracic cavity, into your lungs and rib cage. Slowly now bring your palms together at the center of the chest and draw the hands in so that your thumbs come into touch near the sternum, near the heart. Perhaps you can feel the heartbeat against your thumbs as they touch the sternum. And then again, take a moment or two to feel here with your hands touching the chest, how as the lungs expand and the rib cage expands on your inhale, that your arms move along with the rib cage. On your next exhale, just let your chin drop forward, your head drop forward. And if you had you closed your eyes, you can now open them, looking down at your hands. And then lift the head back up to vertical. And then slowly lower the hands back down. We're going to draw the knees towards each other, bringing the feet flat on the floor, and then lie down onto the back. So as we start to move, you're going to keep the same awareness of your breath and connect the movement of the breath, expansion of the inhale, the condensing, relaxing feeling of the exhale with the poses, the movements. So, let's start out with the knees in towards your chest. Bring your hands around the shins, drawing the knees in towards the chest. Let the lower back remain on the floor. And take a few breaths here. Breathing down into the lower back and the hips. Place the left foot down on the floor. Bring the left hand as well as the right hand around the right shin.
And then pull the right shin up towards the right side of the chest. Take a few breaths here. You'll feel the breath a little bit differently with the knee in towards the chest. So as the lungs and ribcage expand on your inhale, you can also allow the belly to expand. And then as the breath goes out on the exhale, pull the right knee in a little bit closer. Good. Now bring your hands behind the right thigh, clasping the fingers, and reach the right heel up towards the ceiling, straightening the right leg a little bit. And then as you inhale, bend at the knee again, lowering the right foot down. And exhale, reach the right heel back up, straightening the leg a little bit more. So slowly lengthening the back of the right leg. And again, inhale, bend at the knee. And exhale, reach the right leg back up. One more time, inhale, bend at the knee. And exhale, reach the right leg back up. Just take a few breaths there. Now bend the right knee again, bringing the hands back onto the right shin, keeping that right knee pulling in towards the chest, and straighten the left leg, keeping the back of the left leg down close to the floor, reach the left heel away from the left hip, straightening out the left leg. Take a few breaths there. Switch sides. So you're going to place your right foot down on the floor now. The right knee is bent. And pull the left knee in towards the chest, clasping the fingers. The hands around the left shin. So just slowly pull the left knee in towards the chest. Let the torso expand as you inhale, filling up the lungs and ribcage. And as you exhale, allow the left knee to come in a little bit closer towards the left side of the chest. Move the hands to the back of the left thigh, and as you exhale, reach the left heel up towards the ceiling, straightening the left leg. Inhale, bend at the knee. Exhale, straight. Inhale, bend at the knee. Exhale, straight. And one more time. Inhale, bend at the knee. And exhale, straight. Inhale, bend the knee, bring your hands back around the shin, pulling the left knee back in towards the chest, and now straighten the right leg. So the right heel reaches down away from the right hip, back of the right leg is reaching down towards the floor. Take a few breaths here. We're going to bend the right knee again and bring the right knee back in towards the chest. We're going to rock up to a seated position. So just rock the knees in towards your head a little bit and then rock back up to a seated position. From here, we're going to straighten the legs, flexing the feet, and place the palms flat on the floor at the sides of the hips. So you want your wrists right underneath the shoulders and the arms straight. Lengthening the spine here, press the palms down into the floor, aligning the hips with the shoulders. The shoulders are over the hips. Just take a few breaths. So keeping the spine long, going to slowly hinge forward. As you inhale, lengthen the torso, lengthen the spine a little bit more. And as you exhale, hinge the torso forward, lengthening over the legs, trying to keep the spine long, the neck nice and long. Let's now bring the hands onto the shins. Take a few breaths here, allowing the spine to lengthen on the inhale, and allowing the torso to relax over the legs, coming into a forward fold as you exhale. So you don't have to go very far. What's most important is that you connect movement with the movement of the breath. So with each inhale, allow the body to expand, the torso to lengthen. With each exhale, hinge forward just a little bit more. Maybe it's only a centimeter. On your inhale, bring the torso back up to vertical. Now we're going to bend the left knee. So the left knee is going to bend out to the side as you pull the left sole of the foot in towards the right inner thigh. The right foot is going to stay flexed. And we're going to hinge forward again over the right leg. You want to keep both sit bones, so both sides of your buttocks on the floor, as you lengthen the torso over the right leg. Again, as you inhale, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, hinge forward. Next inhale, slowly come all the way back up to vertical. And now we're going to twist the torso to the right. Bring your left hand on the outside of the right knee, your right hand back behind you, and just gently twist to the right, keeping the spine long. Inhale, come back to the center. And exhale, twist to the other side. So you're going to bring your left hand back behind you. Let your right hand stay on your right shin or knee. And twist the torso to the left. I'm going to try to keep the right foot flexed as you do so. Good. Now we're going to open up the hips a little bit more here. So you're going to bring your fingertips down onto the floor. And you're just going to slide the right foot further forward. So the angle from your left knee through the hips, through the right foot, is a little bit wider than 90 degrees now, or close to 90 degrees. Here you're going to reach your left hand up towards the ceiling. And let your right hand rest on your right shin. And then just spin the rib cage open so the left side of the rib cage rotates towards back of your mat or towards the wall behind you, and your right side of the rib cage rotates towards your left knee. Keep your right foot flexed. Just take a few deep breaths there. To lower the left hand back down, and we're going to lift the left knee back up and orient your torso so you're facing back towards your right foot. So you might need to bring your hands down onto the floor and reposition your hips so you're facing towards your right foot again. Now we're going to bring your right elbow around the left knee. Bring your left hand back behind you onto the floor. On your inhale, sit up nice and tall. And on your exhale, slowly twist to the left. Usually it works best here if you can get your left palm flat on the floor and straighten your left arm. And that'll help you keep the spine long. So here, with each inhale, you can get a little bit taller. With each exhale, you can twist a little bit more to the left. So again, you want to try to keep your right foot flexed. Right toes pointing up towards the ceiling. On your next inhale, come back to the center. And then straighten your left leg. Take a moment here just to notice if you feel any difference now from one side of the torso to the other. Let's switch sides. So we're going to bend the right knee and pull the right sole of the foot in towards the right inner thigh. So you're going to try to bring the sole of the right foot into the left inseam. The right knee is bent out to the side. So from here, you're going to get nice and tall as you inhale. You can have your hands on the floor, either side of your left leg. You can bring your hands onto your left shin, either way. Take an inhale, get nice and tall, and exhale, hinge forward. Then you don't have to go very far. Pay attention to your breath, where you feel the stretch, where you feel the sensation of the pose. Next inhale, slowly bring the torso back up to vertical. You're going to bring the hands back down onto the floor again here so you can lift the hips a little bit as you slide the left foot forward. So you'll feel a little bit of an inner thigh stretch here. Let's start out by rotating the torso open for a moment. So you're going to look towards the right knee. And then we're going to stretch the right arm up towards the ceiling. You can bring your left hand onto your left shin. Good. So if you can't get your right arm all the way straight, you can also just bring your right hand behind your back if that feels better. Take a few deep breaths here. Slowly lower the right arm back down. Now we're going to orient the hips and the torso back forward again. So you're going to slide that left hip back so the torso and the hips are again facing towards your left foot. We're switching the order a little bit here, but we're going to twist now to the left. So you're going to bring your left hand back behind you and your right hand on the outside of the left knee or thigh or shin. So slowly twist the torso to the left here. And then inhale, come back to the center. then exhale, twist to the right. So you can bring your left hand onto your left shin, and your right hand back behind you, twisting to the right. On your next inhale, bring the torso back to the center, facing forward again. And now we're going to place the right foot flat on the floor and draw the left elbow, left arm around the right knee. Bring the right hand back behind you, if possible, flat on the floor. Nice and tall as you inhale. Left foot is flexed, left leg is long. And as you exhale, slowly twist to the right, so the left side of the ribcage is rotating towards your right leg, and the right side of the ribcage is rotating back towards your right fingertips. Notice here how the breath feels a little bit different when your torso is in this twisted position. Notice how the breath feels as it comes in here, as your lungs and ribcage fill up, and how it feels as the breath goes out. There's a little bit more room for you to twist. Good. On your next inhale, come back to the center again. And now here we're going to bend both knees, bringing the soles of the feet together and letting the knees open out to the side. You can bring your hands onto the feet or onto the floor, whichever feels more comfortable. And again here, as you inhale, you're going to lengthen the spine all the way up through the neck. The soles of the feet are flat against each other. And as you exhale, you can start to hinge forward, letting the torso fold forward over the feet. So in all of these poses, the moments of silence in between one pose and the next, you're not just holding still. You're allowing yourself to breathe within the pose, so even though you're in one position, the whole body is expanding as you inhale. The whole body is condensing, relaxing, releasing a little bit further into the shape of the pose as you exhale. Notice as you continue to deepen your breath in and out through the nose that you can start to pay attention to the sound of the breath. If you allow your attention to connect with the sound of the breath coming in and going out, it will help you keep the connection between your mind, the sensation of your body, and your breath. So there will be no space for your mind to wander outside. You'll just allow yourself to be present. Good. On your next inhale, come back up to vertical. Let's cross the legs again. Cross one leg under the other, and back to a regular seated position. Let's do some shoulder stretches. So start out by letting the right ear relax down towards the right shoulder. And then you can bring your right arm over the head, resting the right hand on the left ear. Let the spine be nice and long. See if you can feel the movement of the breath in the left side of the neck. So if you draw your attention to the left side of the neck here, see if you can feel the neck expand as you inhale, or like there's breath filling up that space there, expanding. And as you exhale, let the muscles of the neck, the space between the left ear and the left shoulder, relax. To rotate the chin towards the space in between the right shoulder and the sternum, so towards the right side of the chest. The chin is stretching down towards the right side of the chest, not touching, just rotating the head. Now you can bring the hand, right hand, a little bit towards the back of the head, so no longer on the left ear, just a little bit closer towards the back of the head. You're not pressing down. You're just resting the hand there. So you'll feel that the stretch in the neck moves back a little bit. Bring the sternum, or bring the chin over the sternum to the center of the chest, and bring the right hand to the back of the head. Again, not pressing down, but just gently resting the hand there. Roll the shoulders back and down, sliding the shoulders away from the ears. Take a few breaths into the back of the neck. Next inhale, bring the head back up to vertical and lower the right arm down. Let's switch sides. Bring your left ear now towards the left shoulder. Bring your left arm over the head, resting the left hand on the right ear. Paying attention to your breath. You can feel the movement of the breath in the right side of the neck. Each exhale, allowing the right side of the neck to relax a little bit more, allowing the right shoulder to relax down towards the floor. Next exhale, let's rotate the head, dropping the chin towards the left side of the chest, moving the left hand back towards the back of the head, so halfway between the back of the head and the right ear. On your next exhale, let the chin come over the sternum. Bring the left hand to the back of the head, and not pressing down, just gently resting the hand there. And breathe into the back of the neck. Keeping your left hand behind the head here, on your next inhale, bring the head back up to vertical. And now slide the left fingertips down the back, bringing the right hand onto the left elbow. So you're going to bring your right hand onto the left elbow, reaching the left fingertips down the back, stretching out the left shoulder here. So now bring the head up to vertical, so the neck is aligned over the rest of the spine. If that's easy for you, you can bring your right hand behind the back, bending the right elbow and clasping the fingers. So we would bring, your left hand would stay behind your back. You would bring your right hand out to the side. You would bend your right elbow and then reach the right fingertips up towards the left fingertips. So if you can clasp the fingers, go ahead and do so. If you have a towel nearby, you can bring that towel in between your hands, or a strap or a belt, so you can hold on to one end of the strap or belt with one hand, one with the other. Or you can just return to the pose we started out with, which is just having your right hand on your left elbow and reaching the left fingertips down the back. So again, you're not just holding still, you're breathing into the shoulder, into the pose. Good. Let's slowly switch sides. So let the arms come down at the sides. Now we're going to bring the right hand. So you're going to lift the right hand up towards the ceiling, bending at the elbow, and then stretch the right fingertips down the back. You can bring your left hand onto your right elbow and just press the elbow down as you help those fingertips of the right hand reach down the back. So you can stay there. You can also bring your left arm down, bending the elbow, reaching the left fingertips behind your back towards the right fingertips. Or you can hold onto a towel or a belt. Breathe here. So Anna and John, how are you doing? Okay, let's release, lowering the hands back down to the side. We're going to stand up for a moment. So you're going to place your feet flat on the floor. You can use your hands to help lift your hips. Just bring your hands down to the floor, lifting the hips. And then fold forward. So you want to bring your feet hip-width apart and bend your knees. Okay? So with the knees bent, allow the torso to just hang down towards the floor. Let your neck relax. And take some breaths here into the lower back. So you want to feel like the lower back, hips expand as you inhale, and as you exhale, let gravity relax the head, the neck, the back, and the torso relax and release down towards the floor. So we're going to keep the knees bent. We're going to roll all the way up to standing position, coming up one vertebrae at a time. So on your inhale, slowly start to lift the torso, and you're going to stack one vertebrae on top of the other, coming up from the tailbone, through the lumbar spine, through the middle of the back. So the head will be the last thing to come back up. Good. On your exhale, drop the head back forward, rolling down one vertebrae at a time. Rolling all the way back down into the forward fold. And then again, inhale, come all the way back up. The standing again, the shoulders, and then the head will be the last to come back up. On your exhale, drop the head back forward, roll back down. And then inhale, come all the way back up. slowly. Bring your feet together here. Roll the shoulders back and down. So you want to feel your feet on the floor. Spread the toes. The feet are flat on the floor. Try to align the shins over the ankles. Knees over the shins. Hips over the femurs. Lengthen the spine. Shoulders relaxed. Feel the neck in line with the rest of the spine. The fingers relax. Take a few breaths here. This is called Tadasana, which means mountain pose. So you want to feel like your feet are connected to the floor, to the earth, like the base of a mountain, wide, connected down all the way deep into the earth. And the top of the head, like the top of the mountain, extends up towards the sky. Check in again with your breath, the rib cage expanding to the front and sides and back in all directions as you inhale, the lungs fill up. And as you exhale, as the lungs and the rib cage condense, get a little bit taller. Good. So from here, we're going to do a pose called Trikonasana, which means triangle pose. You're going to step your right foot forward about a foot and a half. So the toes are pointing straight forward. And you're going to step your left foot back about a foot and a half, turning the left toes out to the side 45 degrees. So if you're on a slippery surface and you have socks on, you might want to take off your socks here so that you don't go sliding into the splits, which will not feel very good. So you want to feel that your feet are firmly rooted on the floor here. Okay, so from here, you just want to straighten your legs and open your hips out to the side. So if you look down at your feet, you want to see a line going from your right heel back to the left arch of the foot. Okay? And you want to have about 3 feet in between your right heel and your left arch of the foot. So you might need to widen your stance a little bit. Good. Okay, so your left toes are angled in 45 degrees. Okay, so we're going to keep both legs straight here. And as you exhale, you're going to lengthen the torso over the right leg. So you're going to hinge from the hips and reach the right fingertips forward over the right foot. So lengthening the spine here. Good. So now you're going to lower the right hand down onto the right shin and spin the rib cage. So the left side of the rib cage rotates up towards the ceiling and the right side of the rib cage rotates under and towards the direction that you should be looking. So it will be to the left of your right foot. So as you inhale, lengthen the spine, reach the feet down into the floor, and as you exhale, you can lengthen the torso over the right leg. Good, now pressing the feet down into the floor, on your inhale, come back up to vertical, back up to standing. On your exhale, we're going to go back into the pose. So lower the right hand back down the right leg, lengthening over the right leg. Good. Inhale, come back up to vertical. So each exhale, going a little bit deeper into the pose. Exhale, lengthen over the right leg. Good. Again, spinning the rib cage open. Left side of the rib cage rotating up towards the ceiling. So if you're just about halfway into the pose, which means that your torso is higher than parallel to the floor, just stay right there, keeping your left hand on your left hip. If you've been able to slide your right hand farther down towards your shin or ankle, feel free here to extend the left fingertips up towards the ceiling. Okay, Okay, so the pose is called triangle pose, which means that you're creating triangles with your body. So you should feel a triangle. You won't necessarily feel a triangle, but you can imagine a triangle being created between the line of the floor and your right leg and your left leg. And then another triangle between the line of your right leg, your right arm, and your spine. If you're extending your left arm up towards the ceiling, there would be another triangle created by the line of the spine, the line of the left arm, and then the line from the left fingertips down to the left hip. So again, you're not just holding still here, you're breathing and relaxing into the pose. On your exhale, look down at the floor, down at your right foot, and inhale, come back up to standing. And then on your exhale, bring your left foot forward next to your right foot. Okay, so we're almost done. We're gonna do triangle pose on the other side. You're gonna step your right foot back about 3 feet again. And you're gonna angle your right toes in 45 degrees. And then look down at the feet. So we want to find a line going from the left heel back through the arch of the right foot. All right, so we're going to move in and out of the pose here again. Both legs are straight. And then before we go into it on this side, let's look down at the left leg and make sure that the left knee is pointing forward in line with the left middle toes. So that'll help protect the knee. You don't want to twist the knee to one direction and have the toes going another direction. Okay. So now stretch the left fingertips forward over the left toes, and as you exhale, let the torso lengthen over the left leg, reach the left fingertips forward, and then lower the left hand down onto the left shin. Now we're going to spin the rib cage, lengthening the spine. So the right side of the rib cage rotates up towards the ceiling. The left side of the rib cage rotates under and towards the right side of your mat, or towards the direction that would be to the right of your left foot. So if you've gone very far into the pose, feel free here to extend the right arm up towards the ceiling, reaching the right fingertips up. If you look down at your left leg, you want to feel like the torso is over the left leg. Good. On your inhale, come back up to standing. Exhale, lower back down into the pose. Inhale, come back up to standing. Legs are strong and straight. And exhale, lower the left hand back down onto your left shin and take a few breaths here. On your inhale, come back up to vertical to standing. Place your hands on your hips and exhale, step the right foot forward. On your next inhale, stretch your arms up above the head. As you exhale, dive forward, coming into a forward fold. Inhale, place your hands on the shins and lengthen the spine. Exhale, bend your knees, place the palms down on the floor on either side of your feet, and then step the feet way back, coming into an upper push-up position. So your legs are straight, your spine is straight, your hips are in line with your legs and your torso, your shoulders are over your wrists. From here, lower the knees down onto the floor, and then bend the elbows, lowering the whole body down onto the floor. Good. Roll the shoulders back and around, just lifting the very front of the chest. This is called Cobra Pose. And then exhale, lower the chest back down. You're gonna press the palms into the floor and stretch the torso back, lifting the hips, bending the knees, stretching the hips back over the heels, letting the forehead rest down on the floor, This is called child's pose. Take a few breaths here, with each exhale allowing the body to relax further and further, releasing the weight of your body into the support of the floor, just relaxing down into the floor. Slowly lift the torso back up. And then step your knees forward. So just move your knees forward so they're close to your wrists. Cross your shins. And then sit down onto your hips. So your legs are crossed again. You're going to extend your legs forward and then lower down onto your back. So you're going to just lie down onto your back. Pull the knees back in towards the chest for a few breaths. And then keeping your knees close to the torso, lower the knees down over to the right side. And let the right knee and the feet relax onto the floor. And then rotate your torso to the left. You can extend your left arm out to the side. Let the left shoulder lower down onto the floor. Good. Come back to the center, bringing the knees back in towards the chest. And then switch sides. So now you're going to let the knees roll over to the left side. Let the left knee and the feet lower onto the floor. Then rotate the torso to the right. You can extend your right arm out to the side. You can also rest your left hand on your right knee to help rotate the knees a little bit further over to the left. Bring the knees back to the center. Realign the spine, let the back of the neck lengthen. Slide the shoulders down away from the ears. And now you can straighten your legs. And let the ankles and the knees, hips rotate open. Palms turn up, let the hands rest at the sides of the hips. Let your eyes close. Check in again with your breath. Again, you want to feel the lungs and ribcage expanding as you inhale. Let that expansion happen as well in your belly, down in your hips. And then as you exhale, let the torso condense as the breath goes out, the body relax. Again, take a deep inhale, allowing the expansion of the inhale to spread all the way down the legs, feet, the fingertips, down the arms. Exhale, relax. Let the breath go out. Take one more deep breath like that. Deep inhale, filling the entire shape of the body up with breath, expanding. And then exhale. Let the breath go out. Let the body relax. Continue to breathe deeply here, can let the breath relax, returning towards a deep, normal breath. You're going to take your awareness, your attention down into your feet. Allow the toes to relax. Each toe relaxing completely. Then feel the arch of the feet, of each foot, the arches of the feet. Tops of the feet, let those parts relax. And allow the heels to relax and the ankles. Relax the calves and your shins. Allow the knees to relax. Back of the knees. Relax your thighs. Your hips. Let the pelvis relax. Your belly. Organs of digestion, assimilation. And then allow the rib cage, the muscles around each of the ribs, the lungs to relax. See if you can feel your heartbeat. Let your chest relax, turn your shoulders. Relax your arms all the way down. Elbows, forearms, relax. Your pinky fingers, your ring fingers. Relax your middle finger, your index finger, your thumbs, your palms. Completely relax your hands. And draw that relaxation all the way up into your neck and your shoulders. Relax your jaw. Relax your tongue, your lips, the muscles of the face, around the eyes, the forehead. Let your scalp relax. Allow yourself to be completely relaxed. And know that this place is always available to you. You can always return here for your breath.
You've been listening to Blind Spot. Sarah Mallon teaches Blind Spot Yoga, featuring the yoga instruction of Sarah Mallon and the participation of Anna E. Clark and John Wanzel. The program was engineered by Philip Von Zweck and produced by John Wanzel. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio program. Blind Spot is an organization comprised of creative individuals from diverse backgrounds who have come together to produce these live, unconventional radio broadcasts. For more information about the group of artists, writers, and performers that work on the show, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you can also find pictures, MP3s of past shows, as well as find out more about future programs. Tune in next Sunday at 10 when Blind Spot presents Drug Survival Stories. Join Brother Peter and Brother DJ Eric in a lively and profoundly moving open discussion and personal counseling session on the number one killer of network time, drugs. After each story, Brother Peter will have words of consolation and encouragement selected from the Holy Bible, while Brother Eric tempts us towards evil and pleasure with his pre-conversion music selections, produced by Peter Rosenblum. Thank you for listening. This has been Blind Spot.